At least 15 regional groups are fighting for $8 billion as part of the federal infrastructure law. Under the legislation, the U.S. will fund 4 hydrogen hubs. The hubs are intended to demonstrate the viability of a hydrogen economy from production to end use. Ohio Chamber of Commerce CEO Steve Stivers thinks the state has a good shot at getting one that would produce blue hydrogen. It uses something Ohio has a lot of, natural gas.
For us here at the Chamber, it's about making the world greener. Natural gas burns cleaner than almost any other fuel, not quite as clean as green hydrogen, but there is, in the infrastructure bill, 2 of the hubs will be blue hydrogen hubs. They're going to happen somewhere. Why not have them happen in Ohio?
To make blue hydrogen, you combine fossil fuels with steam and heat them up. This produces carbon dioxide and hydrogen. The two gases are separated and the CO2 is captured and then stored underground. But there are methane gas leaks in the process. It's different from green hydrogen, which is cleaner. It uses electrolysis, where electricity splits hydrogen from oxygen molecules in water. Ohio wants a blue hydrogen hub to use its natural gas.
We think it could create thousands of jobs, create real opportunity. You may or may not have heard about a company called Hyperion, which is a hydrogen-powered automobile company that is moving its headquarters from Southern California to Columbus, Ohio. So they already, you know, there's already some blue hydrogen infrastructure that's building in and around Ohio, and we might as well take advantage of it.
Ohio isn't alone. Texas and California are interested. Wyoming has signed an agreement with Utah, New Mexico, and Colorado. New York is in with Connecticut and New Jersey, and the list goes on. Ohio is hoping to work with Pennsylvania and West Virginia. Some of these states are pursuing green hydrogen with zero emissions. Ohio is going after blue hydrogen. How clean is blue hydrogen? Not very much, say researchers at Cornell and Stanford. In the publication Energy and Engineering, scientists say the carbon footprint to create blue hydrogen is more than 20% greater than using either natural gas or coal directly for heat, or about 60% greater than using diesel oil for heat. Exactly, says Ohio River Valley Institute senior researcher Sean O'Leary. He says it's a bad idea for a number of reasons, but he's focusing on the economic ones.
Hydrogen is too expensive and inefficient for use in mass consumption applications like automobiles, you know, home heating and generating electricity. And the so-called clean hydrogen that hub supporters talk about is even more costly than conventional hydrogen.
He says the cleaner alternatives are electric vehicles, electric heat pumps, and wind and solar power. The Chamber's Stivers has a counter to that.
The difference between hydrogen and solar and wind is the wind doesn't always blow in Ohio and the sun doesn't always shine in Ohio, and you can make hydrogen in Ohio every minute of every day.
That still leaves the issue of cost. O'Leary says producing blue hydrogen will cost trillions of dollars.
That would happen without any corresponding increase in output. And of course, when you have greater cost with no increase in output, the result is inflation and higher prices. And that's what we would see, you know, through a combination of higher tax bills, higher deficits, and very possibly much higher electric rates.
O'Leary says the reason for the positive publicity surrounding blue hydrogen hubs, in his opinion, is states get to say they are doing something about climate change, and gas and coal industries are feeling desperate as they lose market share to clean energy solutions.
Probably, frankly, the most important motivation is that we have a federal government right now that's planning to hand out about $12.5 billion in subsidies to nurture the development of hydrogen hubs around the country.
The Ohio Chamber of Commerce is just one of many groups supporting the effort. It's part of the Ohio Clean Hydrogen Hub Alliance. Stivers is confident the state can come up with the workforce needed. The Fuel Cell and Hydrogen Energy Association estimates transition to a hydrogen economy would create 3.5 million new jobs by 2050, with 700,000 workers needed by 2030. Stivers says by next year, we should see some real movement about opportunities. Any hydrogen hub would likely go between Columbus and the Utica and the Marcellus Shale areas, which are in the eastern part of the state, a big source of natural gas. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.